Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Nick Hancock has the lead, Peter. He has 6 points. Alonzo Bowden is second with 5. Paula Poundstone has 3.
All right.
I don't like the looks of it.
So, Paula, you're up first.
Yeah.
The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Now, all of your questions will be about dangers that were faced in 2011. Nuclear reactors were damaged in March after an earthquake and tsunami struck in blank.
Japan.
Right. Despite predictions by Reverend Harold Camping on May 21st and October 21st, the world failed to blank.
End.
Right. In April, the FAA launched an investigation after multiple reports of air traffic controllers blanking on duty.
Sleeping.
Right. Violence erupted at Black Friday sales across the United States, most notably when a woman at a California Walmart blanked rival customers.
Pepper sprayed them.
Yeah, to
they
force
had it coming.
His tenants. Was it you, Paula?
You know what? Somebody stands in the way of a product and me and they get it.
To force his tenants to move out, a Shanghai landlord blanked.
Pepper sprayed them.
No, dumped 110 pounds of scorpions into their apartments.
That's right. How could I have forgotten that?
In September and October, NASA issued warnings about 2 different defunct blanks falling to Earth.
Satellites.
Right. Despite 5 serious injuries to performers, the Broadway musical Blank finally opened in July.
Spider-Man.
Yes, turn off the dark. A British golf course was evacuated, and police helicopters were dispatched after a blank was spotted in the vicinity.
Interesting activity.
No. Can't have that around golf, is that what you're saying?
I hate golf.
Apparently. No, the police were scrambled and the helicopters were sent when a stuffed tiger was found in the vicinity.
Yeah.
They sent the police units and the police helicopters to observe.
Huh.
And they realized they were not dealing with a marauding man-eater they thought they were dealing with when the air blast from the police helicopter caused it to blow over onto its side. It
like, tiger seen on golf course.
Exactly,
yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Paula has taken the lead.
Well done. All right, very good. Alonzo, you're up next. All your questions, sir, are about good news we got this year.
Was there any?
There was some. I've got a few examples. In October, it was announced that all U.S. troops would be home from blank by January 1st.
Iraq.
Right. After 2 years in prison on espionage charges, 2 American hikers were released from captivity in blank.
Iran.
Right. After angry customer reaction, DVD outfit blank canceled their plan to split into 2 companies.
Netflix.
Right. A news broadcast in Canada was nearly derailed when the sports announcer blanked.
Passed out?
No, won the lottery during the broadcast. After a very public battle with CBS, actor blank was finally replaced on the show 2.5 Men.
Charlie Sheen.
Right, after canceling nearly a quarter of the season, players and owners in the blank finally agreed to a new contract.
NBA.
Yes, a blind man in England whose seeing eye dog went blind was able to get a blank in March.
A new dog?
No, a guide dog for the guide dog.
Wait a minute, wouldn't that be a new dog?
Well.
yeah.
Carl, you're the final authority. Does he get credit for that answer?
Has to be a guide dog for a guide dog.
Complain to him, man.
I can't work here.
Graham Wasp was devastated when his dog Edward lost his sight. But not for long. He just got Opal, a guide dog for his guide dog. If the guide dog's guide dog goes blind, it'll get a guide dog, guide dog, guide dog. And so on, making this the rare story that gets more and more hilarious as it gets more and more tragic. Carl, how did Alonzo Bowden do in our quiz?
He had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 15 points and is tied with the lead.
All right. Well, then, how many, then, does Mr. Hancock need to take this away from them?
5 correct answers.
5 correct answers. Here we go. All of your questions are going to be about things that came to an end this year. Endings in 2011.
Okay.
Here we go. Fill in the blank. After 25 years in the air, daytime talk show host blank left to start her own network.
Oprah?
Yes, Oprah. Of Apple aficionados across the world mourned the death of founder blank.
Steve Jobs.
Right. After just 72 days of marriage, reality star blank announced she was getting a divorce.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes, indeed. In July, bookstore chain blank announced it was liquidating and closing its remaining stores.
Foils.
No, very good, though. Borders here in America. Mm. After his new boat sunk in its maiden voyage, a British man realized he should not have named it blank.
Titanic.
Right, Titanic 2. Global box office records were broken in the opening weekend of the final blank movie.
Harry Potter.
Yes, indeed. Because of Gilbert Gottfried's Twitter comments about the tsunami in Japan, Aflac replaced him as the voice of its blank.
News coverage.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. There's not a single word in that sentence.
You could be speaking
Japanese. I know. Made any sense to you. The answer is Duck, the voice of its Aflac Duck. A campaign to get a new city building in Indiana named after former Fort Wayne Mayor Blank ended in defeat.
Towering Inferno.
No.
I knew it was
They weren't able to name the building after former Fort Wayne Mayor Harry Balls.
No.
The Harry Balls Government Center led all candidates by 20,000 votes in a popular contest to name the new government center. But even though it was clearly winning, the organizers ended up deciding to go with the less catchy Citizens Plaza name instead. So it turns out the very same officials who had praised the erection of the building have now scratched Harry Balls.
You know what? If the powers that be would have been better off to have Harry Balls because nobody would have occupied that.
That's true. Carl, did Nick do well enough to win?
He had 5 correct answers for 10 more points, giving him a total of 16 points. And so Nick Hancock is this week's champion.
Oh, my God. Hey. That's remarkable. You come over here, you take it away from us. Next thing you know, you'll be putting on a really good fake American accent and taking the lead in all our television dramas.
That's not going to be happening.
All right. In just a minute, assuming the Mayan calendar's doomsday predictions are true, we will ask our panelists how the world will end in 2012. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and American Jewish World Service, pursuing global justice through grassroots change at ajws.org. The Doris Duke Foundation for Islamic Art, seeking to improve Americans' understanding of Muslim arts and cultures. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, supporting research in how social factors like housing and jobs affect health. Learn more at rwjf.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman is our one true king. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Jessica McLeod. Our intern is Hannah Withers. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Delarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Special thanks this week to Peter Gross and Gregor Cameron. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth.